No, no, I'm happy to denigrate Jimmy Carter as president and as ex-president. I'm not denigrating his naval record. I'm not denigrating whatever he did when he was a Boy Scout or whatever else he may have done before he joined the Navy. I'm talking about the job he was elected to. He was a disastrous head of state of the world superpower, of the free world superpower, at a time when it needed strong leadership. Instead, he gave aid and comfort to the most debilitating forces in the Western world. Throughout the Carter years, the free world lost real estate to the communists all over the planet, and that was not reversed until the Falklands War and the liberation of Grenada in the early 1980s, when it signaled that the Western world was under new management. He was a disgraceful and incompetent commander-in-chief in the late 1970s and an entirely inept leader of the United States of America.